The outcome of the West Virginia primary today has been declared a foregone conclusion, but what about next week when Kentucky's Democrats head to the polls? Joining me now to discuss what matters to voters in Kentucky, the 25th in our States of the Union series, is Al Cross. He's the director of the Institute for Rural Journalism and Community Issues in the School of Journalism and Telecommunications at the University of Kentucky. He writes a weekly column for the Louisville Courier-Journal, and I'm very pleased to welcome him to the show. Hello.
Hi, and I'm pleased to be with you.
Throughout the primary season, states have seen a huge rise in voter registration and turnout. Has that happened in Kentucky?
No, it hasn't. Voter registration here only went up 0.5% since the general election last year. Among Democrats, it was only 0.82%. Doesn't seem like there's much excitement for either of the Democratic candidates in this state.
Is that because of the candidates or because the primary is so late in the schedule? Do people think everything will be wrapped up by now?
No, I think it's both. The registration deadline passed 3 weeks ago. But I think there's a problem with the candidates, too. They're too liberal for this state.
So that doesn't bode well for Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton?
No, it does not.
Barack Obama was in Kentucky yesterday, the first time he's been in the state since August. So even though if he becomes a presidential candidate, he's not likely to win the state. Is he expected to make a decent showing during the primary?
Depends on what you call decent. I don't think most people would call it decent. At this point, he is running way behind Clinton in polls, around 30 points or so. I expect that that will get a little tighter by next Tuesday, but I think she will win a very good victory here. It's ironic, just as Kentucky joined the losing side after the Civil War, we are going to jump on Hillary Clinton's bandwagon just as it sputters to a halt.
Is that because Kentucky is near Arkansas, or is race and playing a role in this primary as it obviously is in West Virginia?
I think among populations like those in much of Kentucky and West Virginia and parts of Pennsylvania and Ohio, you know, that Ohio River District in Ohio is called Pennsyltucky. There are racialized populations, and some people are, frankly, racist. When I say racialized, I mean people who think in terms of race. They're not necessarily prejudiced, but it gets to be a factor in their voting. And if you look at the exit polls in the primaries, a significant number of people have acknowledged that race is an important factor in their vote. And among white voters, the overwhelming majority of those have chose Clinton.
Well, she has 27-point lead in the latest poll by the Lexington Herald Leader, but 11% of the voters are still declaring themselves uncommitted. That seems rather unusual for a time so close to primary day.
Well, it's not unusual if you consider the fact that neither of these candidates have broad appeal in the state. You have people who will tell pollsters that they plan to vote, but they're not really comfortable with voting for either of those candidates, so they say undecided. And as polling experience indicates, most of those people who say they're undecided won't actually go to the polls.
Well, some voters in news reports from Kentucky have said they feel they don't really know Barack Obama very well. Is that really possible given how long, this primary campaign has gone on and all the debates on television and all the newspaper reports?
It depends on how much attention you're paying. You know, because we have not played a meaningful role in the presidential nominating process, except 1 year, 1976, the Republican primary, people haven't been paying the level of attention here that they have in states that voted earlier. And that's probably a reason for the relatively low registration.
And they have been paying attention because they don't care for either of these candidates?
That's part of it, too.
Well, Barack Obama has done pretty well in fundraising in Kentucky. He outraised Hillary Clinton by $225,000. I guess that's not a reflection of the way people will vote.
It's a reflection of enthusiasm. He got a couple of key people here to raise money for him. One of them, Matt Barzin, is on his national fundraising committee. And the first small-dollar fundraiser that Obama had in conjunction with a big-dollar fundraiser was held here in Louisville.
Now, you keep on saying these guys are too liberal. Bill Clinton won Kentucky in both 92 and 96.
Yes, but his wife's more liberal than he is.
Is she really, or is that just a perception?
I think she is slightly. You know, if you look at their positions on trade, for example, you know, while she might have given NAFTA some lip service in 1993, we know now that she wasn't really for it. There are some differences between the two of them. And I think that she got demonized during the Clinton administration, and folks have pretty well made up their minds about her. I think if they had a chance to get to know Obama, many people would find him appealing. But I think that his potential in this state has been capped by the Jeremiah Wright episode. This is a very church-going state. And it is difficult for people to understand why he would go to the church of a pastor that they think is wacky for 20 years. And this is a state where you are somewhat defined by what church you go to.
In West Virginia, there are people who are still saying they think he's a secret Muslim.
Yeah, you find those people here, too.
Now, he has said he's in favor of exploring clean coal if the carbon emitted can be captured. Is that a position that would have been likely to have helped him in Kentucky if he weren't black and hadn't gone to Jeremiah Wright's church?
Well, it'll help him some anyway, and it may be persuasive in the end to some people. You have to remember that he represents a coal state. We're the only state with two geologically separate coal fields, and one of them is the Illinois Basin coal field. So he's representing his home state interest there as well as coal industry in general.
Kentucky's factories produce appliances, Toyotas, Ford trucks, Lexmark printers. Does that make Kentucky more vulnerable during economic downturns?
We're somewhat insulated from some of those downturns, but the current squeeze on gasoline and diesel prices has caused some rolling layoffs at auto assembly plants. We are the fourth leading auto manufacturing state. Now, we make Corvettes and Explorers and all kinds of Toyotas, and a lot of those cars, such as the SUVs, are falling from favor.
My guest is Al Cross, director of the Institute for Rural Journalism and Community Issues at the University of Kentucky. He also is a columnist for the Louisville Courier-Journal. Governor Steve Beshear is a Democrat, so is Kentucky as solidly Republican as you've been making it sound?
We've had a real division when it comes to our federal and state politics since Alvin Barkley, a Kentuckian, was vice president with Harry Truman. You have to be a Southerner to carry Kentucky in a presidential election. Jimmy Carter won it once, and Bill Clinton won it twice. Carter actually lost it the second time around, and that was the beginning of the great switch of Kentucky Democrats to Republican voter performance. A number of them still remain registered Democrats because they want to vote in their local or legislative primary elections. We still have about 65% of the voters as registered Democrats and about 35% as Republicans.
Hasn't Senator Mitch McConnell, who's also now the Senate Minority Leader, done a lot to make sure that the Republican Party remains dominant in Kentucky?
First, I need to correct a statistic. We have about 56% registered Democrats and about 9% independents. McConnell has done a great deal to build up the party in this state. After he secured his first re-election in 1990, he went to work building up the party from the courthouse level, got a couple of congressmen elected in western Kentucky in 94 with the help of the Republican landslide and an alliance with Newt Gingrich in a special election.
Well, he has
got
to be
another congressman elected in 96 and a senator elected in 98.
Well, he seems to be rather secure. He refused to debate his opponent during the last re-election campaign. You can only do that if you're sure you're going to win.
I think he'll probably be debating his opponent this year. His opponent is likely to be Bruce Lunsford, who has a very interesting political pedigree. He was Commerce Secretary and Treasurer of the State Democratic Party when John Y. Brown, Jr., the chicken entrepreneur, was governor back in the early 80s. Then he became a healthcare entrepreneur, Lunsford did, and gave a lot of money to Republicans. ran for governor in 2003, pulled out of the primary 4 days before the election, endorsed somebody else in the primary, and then endorsed the Republican that fall. But he ran again for governor last year and has built up his credits with traditional Democrats and now has union support in his primary race, which is primarily with Greg Fisher, another Louisville businessman.
But polls show McConnell beating either man by at least 12 points.
That's real early because Democrats haven't consolidated behind a candidate at this point. McConnell has said, and I believe he speaks the truth, that this will be his most difficult reelection campaign since 1990.
Although he's been able to deliver for the state because he has a seat on the Appropriations Committee, and his wife, Elaine Chao, is Secretary of Labor.
Well, her position is a lot less important than his position as Senate Minority Leader. There was a lengthy piece in the Wall Street Journal this week about how he leads the Senate Republicans. And that really is his position of influence. And he is running his reelection campaign as one of only two Senate leaders in Kentucky history, the other one being Alvin Barkley, Democrat from Western Kentucky, which is the big swing region, swing vote region of the state. That ignores the fact that Henry Clay was an informal leader of the Senate. Senate leaders were not formally elected until the early 20th century.
Won't he have problems supporting John McCain? He's been a major critic of the McCain-Feingold campaign finance bill.
Oh, they've only
agreed on filibustered it.
They've only disagreed on a few issues like that. I think you will find him being in harness with John McCain. In fact, I wrote a column a couple of months ago that said John McCain is his new best friend because McCain is the kind of Republican who really appeals to the conservative, national security-oriented Democrats that we have in the state. And that's why he is running about 12 points ahead of Clinton and about 25 or 30 ahead of Obama.
In last week's exit polls in Indiana and North Carolina, voters said that they were most concerned with the economy, Iraq, and health care. Are those issues on Kentucky voters' minds? You said that national security is important. So Iraq is not as big an issue in Kentucky as it is in some of the other states?
It is an issue, but the economy is by far the issue. There was a poll taken for the Lexington paper and one of the TV stations there recently, which said that 43% of the voters thought that the economy was the number one issue. Iraq, terrorism, and health care all ranked in the very low double digits, I think all in the teens.
And they don't blame the Bush administration for that?
For which?
For the fact that the economy is in bad shape right now.
I think they tend to blame authority in general. I think they clearly blame Bush for Iraq, but McCain has separated himself to some degree from Bush on that. And separated himself even more yesterday on the issue of climate change.
Why were governors in Kentucky limited to one term until 1995?
Because we are the state that was broken off from Virginia early on. Virginia has long had a one-term limit, still does. It's the only state that does. But it's also because the governorship here used to be so powerful, and I believe the attitude was that once you got elected, you had 4 years to do your bidding and perhaps line your pockets, and then it was time to share it with somebody else. That changed about 15 years ago. We passed a succession amendment, and the first governor who was really challenged for a second term lost last year because of some legal troubles that he ran into when it came to the always tricky subject in the state of political patronage.
Well, one of the things that has remained the same is that every governor must still swear that he or she has not participated in a duel.
Or act as a second in such a challenge. That oath has been in our Constitution since 1850, a time when the code duello was falling from favor. It was left in the Constitution in 1891 for some reason, and we haven't changed the Constitution very much since 1891.
It's a bit ironic, isn't it, that Kentucky split from Virginia And now Virginia is a blue state and Kentucky is a very red state.
Of course, Kentucky shares a very short border with Virginia. The Appalachians are not just a geographical and geological barrier, they are a great cultural and economic barrier, too. And we stopped having much in common with Virginia pretty long ago. The last thing we had was tobacco, and that crop has now shrunken greatly in terms of the number of people who grow it.
Well, you still have the Kentucky Derby, and they don't have anything even close.
Oh, no. We've always been the number one horse racing state, and in fact, now that tobacco is in decline, horses are our chief agricultural product.
Al Cross is director of the Institute for Rural Journalism and Community Issues at the University of Kentucky. He also writes a column for the Louisville Courier Journal, and I thank you so much for participating in today's States of the Union series.
You're very welcome, and best to you and your listeners.
Up next, the life and career of Jean-Luc Godard, one of the most influential filmmakers of our time. I'll talk with Richard Brody, a film critic at The New Yorker, who's written a new book about the French New Wave director. This is WNYC and WNYC.org.